Women of Influence, presented by Lynn Hardy, RBC Wealth Management.
I'm speaking with Wendy Curtis, who is the Executive Director of Northumberland Community Futures Development Corporation. Wendy, how did your journey begin there?
Well, I actually started off on the board. It was a volunteer capacity because I, at the time, did a lot of board work, which is more governance and policy oriented. But there was what was considered a short-term opportunity to come in and help a certain program get launched here in Northumberland. And the expectation was it was 6 months or so, and that was fine. But that turned into almost 15 years. And it just came in a matter of the program kickstarted different energies at the organization, and then we've just built on those energies since.
Okay, and what was your background coming into that you were able to sort of start the, NC100, you started Venture 13, sort of?
Right, all of that.
Yeah.
Well, I have a business background. I was at, years ago, Queen's University School of Business, and then I was in the consumer products field in marketing, and then eventually director of trade marketing and more senior management positions. Within that function, you're basically running a business. Mine was, at the time, $60 or $70 million, I don't recall, but all those kind of business, I've always been business-oriented. And that's what we do at the CFTC. We support entrepreneurs and communities at large, either by financing their strategy, providing them with support in those areas. So it was a natural fit.
Perfect. And so during these last 15 or so years, what's one of the biggest challenges you faced?
What we've had to do is actually evolve our role. And so the regional organization was very focused on lending to business, and they did a good job of that. But there wasn't like a strategic direction on what kinds of businesses and how we could actually help to differentiate our community and grow our community at large. And so we broadened our scope and our thought processes. And the challenge was to sell that vision. And we've sold that vision. And every day we sell it more. And I'm very comfortable and confident that, you know, we are making a difference in the local area. And well, in fact, a lot of our programming, we do programming now as an organization all the way to the Quebec border. So it sort of came to realize is that we are a unlimited, innovation-oriented NGO. And so while we have a community futures program, which is a national federal program, we're not limited by that. We can do other things. And that's really what has been to transform the business model for greater impact.
And if you had to sort of choose one or two top accomplishments in your career, what would that be?
I quite like how Venture 13 is actually beginning to hit its stride and have a significant impact for our communities. We envision it as being a center for entrepreneurship and innovation, and Coburg, we consider them our host for all of that activity and working in collaboration and partnership, and they've been absolutely stellar. But I see the impacts already. It's extraordinary. Everybody's very excited. There's an energy in the facility. And one of the biggest things is that people are working in positive ways together and leveraging each other's strengths. And so there's a certain culture developing there that I'm super proud to be leading and be part of.
And why is it important for women to get involved in entrepreneurship and then sort of looking more at your role with Community Futures, a leadership role as well?
Women often aren't encouraged at a younger age to think about entrepreneurship as a career path. And that's changing all the time, which I think is absolutely wonderful. What's also beginning to change more and more is to encourage women to be involved in the science, technology, engineering, mathematics, like the STEMs, because we're all moving very rapidly towards a digital economy. And those kinds of skills often gravitate away from women. They don't necessarily think about that. And yet those are the jobs of the future, and they will impact pretty much every sector that we're operating in.
I guess to wrap up, if you could speak with a woman who's just starting her career, what sort of advice would you be giving her?
I would encourage her to actually step back and understand what she values most. What are her values? I would encourage her to set personal goals and then deploy her time appropriately. Because I kind of see time as that barometer that in the next 24 hours, we all have the same amount of time. So how are we going to deploy our own key asset like that to hit our personal goals? I would encourage her to do that and be confident in herself and her own beliefs and dreams, and kick to the curb anybody who's not there to support her and add value to her on her own life path.
Well, Wendy, thank you so much for your time and for coming in to chat.